This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, and for Cynthia Canty. That is the music of Predator and Prey, of Life on Isle Royal. You are listening to Data turned into music. Data from the Isle Royal Wolf Moose Project. It's a remarkable way to present research done by Michigan Tech professor John Vucetich and his team of students. Cynthia Canty recently spoke with him.
This is a project tracking wolves and moose on Isle Royal, and it's, what, been going on for some 5 decades?
That's right. We're coming up on 6 decades now, but yes, that's correct.
Why is Isle Royal such a good place for these kinds of studies?
Well, two reasons. One is that it's simpler than many other places. Simpler in the sense that on Isle Royal, there's a single top predator, that's wolves, and then a single prey item, that's moose. Most of the rest of the world is more complicated. It has more predators, more prey, and so it's more things to try to figure out. Isle Royal, with that single predator and single prey, makes things just a little bit easier for scientists to understand. The other thing that's important is that neither of those populations are hunted, and so we get a sense of how these populations might behave when they're not influenced by humans in that way.
Now, this otherworldly music that we just heard, that actually came from data researchers have collected?
Yes, that's right. The origin of it all is this long time series, this long tracking of how many wolves and moose there have been on Isle Royal over each of the last 50 years. And so that's the data, and that data becomes notes. They become notes in this musical composition that we heard a little bit of.
And this is called sonification.
Sonification is one way to call it. The other, it's sometimes known by the phrase data-driven music.
All right. We're going to listen to a little bit more of the music of the, it's the wolves, the moose, and the climate of Isle Royal. And as we listen to this, I'd love if you could kind of guide us through what it is we're hearing.
Sure.
All right. Let's take a listen. This is a blend of three separate sound patterns.
Yes, that's right. And there's one track for the wolves, one track for the moose, and then one for the climate. The wolf time series, or the wolf data, is represented by a dulcimer-like instrument. And the moose abundance is represented by a, kind of the pulsing rhythmic synthesizer that you can hear in the background. And it goes, for both of those tracks, they go up and down in volume as the abundance of the wolves and the moose go up or down.
And then the climate change is in there too, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Climate is represented by a couple of things. There's some, if you listen closely, there's some beating of the rain, and the velocity of those rain beats represent elements of the climate. And then there are some other notes that are not tied to the dulcimer or the synthesizer, and they're also reflected there. You know, there's a few other features of the music too. One of the things that's happened, and this is going back and forth between the science and the music, from the science perspective, the wolves have become increasingly inbred over time. And the students who assembled this sound for us, they inserted some reverberation, increased reverberation to represent this circumstance when there was increased inbreeding for the wolves. So there's some little extra features like that as well.
This is fascinating. Who got the idea to convert data to the sounds? I mean, did you even know the students had come up with this idea?
No. You know what had happened is at our university, we have a Department of Performing Arts, and a person named John Luther Adams, he's a Pulitzer Prize-winning artist, musician, had come to Michigan Tech, and he has pioneered some of these ways of data-driven music. And so these four students, they were seniors, undergraduates, they were so inspired by that visit that they thought that they would assemble this project as their senior project. And they did the entire effort without my knowing about it at all. And then they, with their instructor from the performing arts, and they kind of laid it all on me all at once after it had been done. And John Luther Adams had taken a look at it. Well, he'd helped them fine-tune a couple of the details of it all. And so that's kind of how it came to be. They were just so inspired by both John Luther Adams and the Isle Royal system itself. They wanted to put those things together.
I have to ask, what did you feel when you heard this for the first time?
Oh my gosh, a great deal of joy. And the reason that I felt joy is because, and this is just speaking to my own personality, but I like to understand the world around me, and I like to understand it in as many different ways as possible. And I'm a scientist, that's what I'm skilled at. But science really is only one way to know the world, and in particular to know nature. And so art is a different way to know the world. I'm not an artist or a musician myself. I don't excel in those ways at all, though I appreciate it. And so it just struck me as an opportunity to reflect on Isle Royale in a way that I never had dreamed of before. And I've been thinking about Isle Royale for a long time, and so the chance to experience it in a different way was really rich for me.
Well, let me encourage everyone listening to us talk right now to go to the website, isleroyalwolf.org. And if you look under the technical link, it'll take you to the sonification. And it's so cool and interactive. You can play with slider bars that let you adjust and isolate all three sound components. You can kind of create your own mix, if you will. And it is really beautiful. Is this the first time that anything has been done like this, to your knowledge?
This is the first time anything has been done like this with the Isle Royale Wolf Moose Project. As I mentioned, another person who has really led the way in this is John Luther Adams. He has done something up in Fairbanks, Alaska, where he has taken different sounds of the environment, and this has ranged everything from very minor seismic movements of the earth, the aurora borealis, other kind of climate features, and he's turned that into an orchestral kind of an experience, and he's written a book about that as well. And so we're really kind of following his lead. And I should say, you know, what's challenging and interesting about it is that it's technically rigorous, because you have to have both the computer savvy and the musical knowledge in a technical sense to take numbers and turn it into the music, but you also have to make it sound attractive as well. And so you can kind of think of it as like tuning the instrument. You know, the instrument is what it is and the notes are what they are, but you can still tune that instrument to make it sound attractive. And so it really is right at that interface between science and art, and that's another reason why it's so fascinating, I think.
Well, kudos to your students, and I do encourage everyone to go to isleroyalwolf.org and hear it for yourself. John, it was great talking with you. Michigan Tech Professor John Vucetich, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Oh, it was great to share the time. Thank you.